Let's take a deep breath. Realize that our taking a deep breath is a gift from God. It's an I love you message from the universe. I loved you before you took human form. I am with you and will love you through eternity, and I am loving you now. I am love. I, the God whose name is love, whose life you are, is with you right now. And you and I are in Master's School, in the training of becoming, incarnating, bringing into form through the lens of our human experience, our way of being, the divine nature that is ours, is our birthright, is our true nature. This is the school we are in, and every relationship is part of the curriculum of loving. His Holiness the Dalai Lama told me once, we have our friends, and we have our sacred friends. Friends are easy to love. Our sacred friends are our greatest teachers in capacities of loving that are beyond our known boundaries of loving. One of the exercises and skill sets in authentic loving is learning to tell the truth. Learning to tell the truth requires great love. For self, for God, for other. Shakespeare once said, to thine own self be true. Hence follows, as the day the night, thou canst be false to any other one. To thine own self be true, and then it's natural, he says. Just like day following the night, we cannot be false to any other one if we are true to ourselves. To be true to ourselves, what does this mean? It means that we are willing to let all the many parts of ourselves tell us the truth. We are willing to listen to all the many parts of our own self, meaning that there's a part of us that has a voice, but another part of us that has another voice, another part of us that has another voice. There are many facets to the self. And as you are going down life's highway, some parts of you may seem to dominate and say, yes, this is the way I want to go. Yes, I want to move here. Yes, I want to take this job. Yes, I want to use my money this way. Yes, I want to eat this food. All the while, there may be another voice inside saying, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Which voice dominates? And there are many different voices for the self. In learning to tell the truth, in learning to be true to one's own self, means that we do not deny any voice of the self as it tries to express its viewpoint and its wisdom. So practice this week paying attention to the parts of you that feel most alive in the choices you're making, and the parts of you that say to you, this is not a choice I want to make. This is not life-giving. This is not enlivening. Your life force will never lie to you. You or I just might not pay attention. So we tell the truth with love, first to ourselves. We let ourselves see and feel what is going on within ourselves with welcome, even with curiosity. I want to know myself, with a capital S. I want to know myself. What a great exploration that I am way more than I've known. Way more. I want to know that self. I want to feel that self. I want to love that self. I want to know myself. So with curiosity, I listen to all the many parts of myself. Invite them to tell me more. And when a scared part of my personality is expressing its fear, and I know that it's simply fear, I will reach out and comfort that scared part. But I won't deny its right to express its feeling, its concern. for in receiving myself fully, I know myself better, and I open the door to the full capacity of the I Am to bring forth its greatness, which it can do only in harmony with all the many aspects of self. No part can be denied. No part can be shut down. In the great symphony of being, the self uses all parts of the orchestra of oneself. To tell the truth with love, first to ourselves, and from that place of center, that place of power, that place of purpose and knowing, we can speak the truth to those we care about and those with whom we have even chance or brief encounters. For as we love the self, we are no longer seeking love from outside ourselves. We are no longer looking for opinion or approval to help mitigate the pain of being out of touch with ourselves. Loving the self is the greatest freedom there is, the deepest harmony that can be known, the most empowerment that can be found. Learning to tell the truth with love to ourselves first, and then the practice of speaking the truth gently, honestly, and truthfully moves us to a whole new level of being. One of the best practices in telling the truth to others is to speak from the feeling state rather than the opinion state, or the thought state. It isn't that we think about situations or circumstances so much as that we feel about them. So when something is happening, and to tell the truth, I'm not really feeling good about this. There's some concern I have. I just haven't been able to be at peace with it. It can be said gently and lovingly, and we begin to build a bond of trust with ourselves, and over time, even a greater bond of trust with everyone with whom we are in relationship. Our friends begin to recognize that they can trust us, that what's happening on the outside is congruent with what's happening on the inside. And more than that, we learn to trust ourselves. For we have no longer parts of ourselves that have no access to the realm of our recognition, to our deep compassion and love and care for the self. But that self is God. That self is the life of your life. That self is the I Am that I am. Dear one, to tell the truth with love is to come to know who you really are, and who you are is magnificent. Who you are is holy. Who you are is a gift to every one of us, and we do not want to miss the gift of you. Tell the truth with love. Amen.